Chapter 11. Then the police arrived. I like the police. They have uniforms and numbers, and you know what they're meant to be doing. There was a police woman and a policeman. The police woman had a little hole in her tights on her left ankle and a red scratch in the middle of the hole. The policeman had a big orange leaf stuck to the bottom of his shoe, which was poking out from one side. The policewoman put her arms round Mrs. Shears and led her back towards the house. I lifted my head off the grass. The policeman squatted down beside me and said, "Would you like to tell me what's been going on here, young man?" I sat up and said, "The dog is dead."
"I'd got that far," he said.
I said, "I think someone killed the dog."
"How old are you?"
he asked. I replied, "I am 15 years and 3 months and 2 days."
"And what precisely were you doing in the garden?"
he asked. "I was holding the dog," I replied.
"And why were you holding the dog?" he asked.
This was a difficult question. It was something I wanted to do. I like dogs. It made me sad to see that the dog was dead. I like policemen too, and I wanted to answer the question properly, but the policeman did not give me enough time to work out the correct answer.
"Why were you holding the dog?" he asked again.
"I like dogs," I said.
"Did you kill the dog?"
he asked. I said, "I did not kill the dog."
"Is this your fork?"
he asked. I said, "No."
"You seem very upset about this," he said.
He was asking too many questions, and he was asking them too quickly. They were stacking up in my head like loaves in the factory where Uncle Terry works. The factory is a bakery, and he operates the slicing machines. And sometimes the slicer's not working fast enough, but the bread keeps coming and there's a blockage. I sometimes think of my mind as a machine, but not always as a bread slicing machine. It makes it easier to explain to other people what's going on inside it. The policeman said,
"I'm going to ask you once again."
I rolled back onto the lawn and pressed my forehead to the ground again and made the noise that Father calls groaning. I make this noise when there's too much information coming into my head from the outside world. It's like when you're upset and you hold the radio against your ear and you tune it halfway between two stations so that all you get is white noise, and then you turn the volume right up so that this is all you can hear, and then you know you're safe because you cannot hear anything else. The policeman took hold of my arm and lifted me onto my feet. And I didn't like him touching me like this. And this is when I hit him.